Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Ana Maroto, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, May 6th. 2026, we're gonna have a feature on the artist of the day, lyricist Homero Manzi. We'll have also something on the Moon Valley in the province of San Juan. It's a lovely destination. And we'll have the DX supplement of every week. All of this intermingled with some Argentine varied music. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are a DX. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, frequency 5850 kHz, and also via internet and our app for mobile devices, Digital Riot, that you can download for free, available for both Android and Apple phones. We're going to start right away with some music. This is a track by Rally Barrio Nuevo, a little bit of folk at the beginning of today's show, with a song called Frías.
Vuelven canción, sobreviven a los recuerdos en flor. A veces flotando, un náufrago soy, soy algún pedazo del tren que pasó. Los pies me alumbró, al viejo camino del Paco me voy. Y cuando regreso, fría soy sol, remontan las coplas preñadas de amor. Dame tu copla, grito cantor, para cuando lleguen las lluvias mejor. El agua sin agua, arena sin flor, por el albigasta se lleva un amor. En la Salamanca, un pájaro soy, volando hacia tus horizontes yo voy. Y cuando regreso, fría soy sol, remontan las coplas preñadas de amor.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina hacia el mundo.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the world presents... Homero Manzi, the great poet of tango. Homero Manzi, one of the greatest Argentine poets, never published a book with his work. Instead, he left lyrics for more than 100 songs, tangos and milongas alike, of unparalleled poetic quality that keep his name alive even 60 years after his death. Homero Manzi was born in 1907 in the province of Santiago del Estero in Argentina's northern region. But few years later, his family relocated to Buenos Aires City, where Manzi grew up, in blue-collar neighborhoods away from the city center, where urban and rural worlds collided. This experience left a lifelong mark, and the image of those neighborhoods would be settings for his works. Homero Manzi completed his secondary high school studies in a boarding school and then joined the School of Law. Around that time, he became friends with Catulo Castillo, whose writer and father, José González Castillo, was an influence on his starting a career in literature. Poet and tango scholar Héctor Negro points out the importance of these relationships to young Homero Manzi in the following way. The first lyrics by Manzi in 1926 were a poem that he submitted to a literary contest, and the organizers of the competition suggested him to take the verses to a composer, because a great song was in the making, they told him. Manzi then shows the words to his friend Catulo, and the latter's father takes them to pianist Sebastián Piana, who agrees that the lyrics could become a hit song of high quality. And this is how the tune Viejo Ciego, Blind Old Man, is born.
Trayendo las quejas del viejo violín, y en medio del humo parece un fantoche tu rara silueta de flaco rocín. Junto al parroquiano tan viejo y tan ciego, al ir descensando tu eterna canción, pones en las almas recuerdos añejos y un poco de pena mezclas el alcohol. El día que se apague en tu tango que es peloso, tendrás que poner de humo la luz del bodegón, y habrá en los naipes ocios un sello misterioso, y habrá en las almas simples un algo de emoción. El día que no se oiga la voz de tu instrumento, cuando dejes tu hueso debajo de un portal, los bardos jubilados sin falso sentimiento con una canzoneta te harán el funeral. Pareces un verso del loco Carriego, pareces el alma del mismo violín, junto al parroquiano, tan viejo y tan ciego, tan lleno de pena, tan lleno de flir. Cuando oigo tus notas me invade el recuerdo de aquella muchacha de tiempos atrás. A ver, viejo ciego, lerdo, muy lerdo y muy triste, que quiero llorar.
With musician Sebastián Piana, Homero Manzi wrote some of his most famous songs. Both artists were considered renovators of the milonga genre that until then had been mainly associated with the countryside, with rural culture. Piana and Manzi gave milonga its urban touch. Together, they penned Sad Milonga, Milonga del 900, and Sentimental Milonga.
Milonga para recordarte, milonga sentimental. Otros se quejan llorando, yo canto para no llorar. Tu amor se secó de golpe, nunca dijiste por qué. Yo me consuelo pensando que fue traición de mujer. Varón, va a quererte mucho, varón, va a desearte el bien, varón, va a olvidar agravios porque ya te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas querer, tal vez te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies. Es fácil pegar un tajo para cobrar una traición o jugar en una daga la suerte de una pasión, pero no es fácil cortarse los tientos de un metejor cuando están bien amarrados al palo del corazón. Varón, va a quererte mucho, varón, va a desearte el bien, varón, va a olvidar agravios porque ya te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas querer, tal vez te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies. Milonga que hizo tu ausencia, milonga de vocación, milonga para que nunca la canten en tu balcón, pa' que vuelvas con la noche y te vayas con el sol, pa' decirte que sí a veces o pa' gritarte que no. Varón, pa' quererte mucho, varón, pa' desearte el bien, varón, pa' olvidar agravios porque ya te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas querer, tal vez te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies.
In addition to being a renowned poet, Manzi was a passionate political activist and unionist as well. He was also a teacher, a journalist, a scriptwriter for radio and cinema as well, and was even a film director a couple of times. There was practically no area of culture where Manzi did not participate. Therefore, after criticizing the topics covered by Argentine films, he decided to intervene. The first three films were made in collaboration with Ulises Petit de Murat, and they became hits in the history of Argentine filmmaking. This is what poet Horacio Salas affirmed about Manzi's relationship with cinema. Manzi died at 43, leaving behind an impressive wealth of work. At the night table of the clinic where he died, a script was found for a film on the life of aviator Jorge Newbery. Manzi was a scriptwriter for films such as Pampa Bárbara, The Gaucho War, Their Best Student, The Old Hucha, and many others. In summary, fundamental films in the history of Argentine filmmaking. Those movies were landmarks because they were the first to explore Argentine historical subjects. Movies became his passion and he devoted almost all of his time to them. However, it is music that made him an unforgettable artist. His friend Aníbal Troilo, bandoneon player and director of the most famous tango orchestra in the 1940s, recorded more than 40 works written by Manzi. And together, they penned five. Among them, there's the tango South, that is a staple for any tango artist. Despite Troilo's version with Edmundo Rivero on vocals, being the most famous.
Mi amor en tu ventana, todo ha muerto, ya lo sé. San Juan y Boedo antiguo, si lo perdí, Pompeya y al llegar al terraplén, temblando de cariño, bajo el beso que entonces te robé, nostalgia de los años que han pasado, arena que la vida se llevó, pesadumbre del barrio que ha cambiado y amargura del sueño que murió. Almacén, ya nunca me verás como me viera, recostado en la vidriera, esperándote. Ya nunca alumbraré con las estrellas nuestra marcha sin querella por las noches de Pompeya, las calles y las lunas suburbanas, y mi amor en tu ventana, todo ha muerto.
Manzi's verses are usually filled with nostalgia, like tango itself is. Through them, Manzi views people and things with tenderness and with compassion. In addition to poor neighborhoods, lost love was another big theme for his creations.
Tembló con tu canción. Esta mesa, este espejo y estos cuadros.
In the late 30s, Homero Manzi met Nelly Omar, the so-called Gardel with a skirt, and they fell in love. From that forbidden love, as Manzi was a married man, songs like After, Bitter Fruit, and None were born.
Sobre aquello que quiso el corazón.
Out of all the tangos he wrote inspired by that love, there's Malena, that Manzi wrote in 1941. There are many theories about who's the real Malena. Despite Manzi's family denying this time and again, the most popular theory states that Omar is the muse and object of the song. Nelly herself began to admit this many years after Manzi's death.
Malena canta el tango como ninguna y en cada verso pone su corazón. ayuyo del suburbio su voz perfuma. Malena tiene pena de bandoneón, tal vez allá en la infancia su voz de alondra tomó ese tono oscuro de callejón, o acaso aquel romance que solo nombra cuando se pone triste con el alcohol. Malena canta el tango con voz de sombra. Malena tiene pena de bandoneón, tu canción tiene el frío del último encuentro, tu canción se hace amarga la sal del recuerdo. Yo no sé si tu voz es la flor de una pena, solo sé que al rumor de tus tangos, Malena, te siento más buena que yo. Sobre el barro del callejón, cuando todas las puertas están cerradas y ladran los fantasmas de la canción, Malena canta el tango con voz quebrada. Malena tiene pena de bandoneón.
The great Homero Manzi died very young in 1951. He was 43. And had been struggling with cancer for a while. The amount of poems and scripts that he wrote during the short career tells us of an extraordinary creativity. If we consider that these works were of significant quality, we can't deny that Manzi was a genius. And this is how poet and critic Héctor Negro underlines that genius.
Bueno, para mí fue el poeta por excelencia.
To me, he was the par excellence poet within tango lyricism. Manzi was a full-fledged poet, and the clear statement is when he defines himself as a man who wants to write words for people rather than simply being a man of words. So he pours all of his poetic creativity into tango lyrics. He had written many poems that were never published in books, but he took that art to tango and milongas. And that's how he developed most of his work. Manzi's language was essentially poetic. It was poetry put at the service of the song, milonga, of tango. That's where he achieved summits such as South or The Last Little Organ. In summary, he left behind a priceless work of art.
La luna en sangre y tu emoción y el anticipo del final en un oscuro nubarrón. Luego irremediablemente tus ojos tan ausentes llorando sin dolor. Y después la noche enorme en el cristal, tu fatiga de vivir y mi deseo de luchar. Luego tu piel como de nieve y en una ausencia leve tu pálido final. Todo retorna del recuerdo, tu pena y tu silencio, tu angustia, tu misterio. Todo se abisma en el pasado, tu nombre repetido, tu duda y tu cansancio. Sombra más fuerte que la muerte, grito perdido en el olvido. Paso que vuelve del fracaso, canción hecha a pedazos que aún es canción. Después vendrá el olvido o no vendrá, y mentiré para reír y mentiré para llorar. Torpe fantasma del pasado bailando en el tinglado, tal vez para olvidar. Y después, en el silencio de tu voz, se hará un dolor de soledad y gritaré para vivir, como si huyera del recuerdo el arrepentimiento para poder morir. Todo retorna del recuerdo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented The Great Poet of Tango, Homero Manzi.
Todo se abisma en el pasado, tu nombre repetido, tu duda y tu cansancio, sombra más fuerte que la muerte.
Presented by Fernando Farías. Produced by Julieta Galván. Edition Esteban Villarroel.
Canción hecha pedazos que aún es canción.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And I do feel like some more tango, and it's always a pleasure to listen to this immortal tune written by Astor Piazzolla in the early 1970s that became a world anthem of world music, Libertango, in the rendition of the Octeto Di Salvo, the Di Salvo Octet.
Thank you.
Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
And we bring you now our DX supplement of every week, produced by Arnaldo Slayen, with useful, interesting information for the Xers out there. First, we've got something coming from Central Asia. Significant activity has been reported from the CRRT-RRTM Telecom Transmission Center in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The target, a strong signal measuring S7-S8 on the signal meter, was logged.At 010 UTC on 9590 kHz. This is highly suspected to be a new relay transmitter for the BBC World Service. The reach, although this program block is aimed at Southeast Asia, the Xers have confirmed surprisingly good reception in Eastern North America, as reported by Glenn Hauser via the NASWA electronic flash sheet.Technical tests. Alongside this, engineers in Tashkent were spotted doing early morning technical work. Two brief 5-minute antenna tuning tests were caught on very unusual precise frequencies, 9870.891 kHz at 2303 UTC, 9882.891 kHz at 2309.High-resolution SDR analysis reveals that this unique frequency spacing closely mirrors the broadcast of the Voice of Tibet, originating from Dushanbe in Tajikistan, pointing to intense technical trials at the Uzbek shortwave complex. Next, United States, Texas Radio Shortwave, an independent producer celebrating the music and the culture of the Lone Star State, has announced its May broadcast schedule. They have lined up two highly requested listener specials. May 17 at 10:00 hours UTC time, the music of Selena on 6070 kHz via channel 292 in Germany.May 21 at 1900 hours UTC time, the music of Sam the Sham on 3975 kHz and 6160 kHz, yes, via shortwave radio gold. How to catch them? Shortwave radio gold transmits with 1 kW of power using cross dipole antennas, which is great for European coverage. Channel 292 Rohrbach.Germany fires up a robust 10 kW transmitter using inverted V antennas on 6070 kHz and 9670 kHz. North American listeners, for audiences across the Atlantic, the station utilizes 9670 kHz fed into a beam antenna with a solid 10.5 dB of gain.Each program runs for exactly 1 hour and begins with their signature interval signal, a custom version of the Yellow Rose of Texas. They are incredibly friendly to the Xers and actively verify correct, detailed reception reports, including web SDR catches with an electronic QSL card. You can reach them at Texas Radio Shortwave at protonmail.com.And now Turkey, a 75-year-old radio and frequency clashes. During a Voice of Turkey broadcast on April 15, logged at 12:52 UTC time on 17,620 kHz from the Amurlar transmitter, two fascinating letters were read on air during the listener mailbag segment. The Vintage Listener, a letter from a DXer tuning in using a fully operational 75-year-old radio receiver.The expert advice, a letter from legendary DX specialist Glenn Hauser, who urged the station to stop using 11,785 kHz. The reason: the frequency suffers from severe splatter interference from Radio Nacional de Amazonia in Brazil, broadcasting on 11,780 kHz, making the Turkish station nearly impossible to hear in multiple regions. The host publicly thanked Glenn for his decades of dedication to the hobby and promised that his technical feedback would be forwarded to their engineering department for review. And next, we've got India, a historic change at Akashvani. Since March 26, 2026, the domestic stations of Akashvani, All India Radio, have broken a tradition that has stood since India's independence. Following new guidelines from the Ministry of Home Affairs, the traditional national song Vande Mataram has been expanded. Instead of the classic shortened 65-second version, stations now open the broadcast day with a complete six-stanza version, extending the opening tune to 3 minutes and 10 seconds. The inaugural version is sung by classical vocalist P.T. Chandrakeshar Vaze in the patriotic rag Des. To showcase the country's federal diversity, Akashvani is currently recording regional variations featuring traditional instruments from different Indian states. And finally, we've got Taiwan. The Xers tuning into Radio Taiwan International have noticed persistent anomalies in their English broadcast to South Asia on 9,405 kHz at 1600 hours UTC time. While the signal arrives loud and clear in Europe, the opening news bulletins are systematically outdated. Monitoring on a recent Monday and Tuesday reveal that the station aired news from the Monday, respectively. Curiously, the rest of the programming block, including popular shows like Beyond the Reefs, Doomscroll News Report, and Here in Taiwan, is perfectly on schedule, suggesting an automated audio file loading error. This delay has sometimes put South Asian listeners up to 21 hours behind RTI's French or German European services. And that was our DX supplement for this week, produced by Arnaldo Slaen, Kind 73s.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on the Moon Valley in the province of San Juan. But before that, a little bit of music with Alejandro Lerner and this song called Secrets.
Hay algo que te quiero decir y no me animo. Yo sé que puede ser el miedo a que me di.Que no, pero hay algo en tu forma de mirar que me dice todo sin hablar. Hay algo que te quiero decir, no me animo. No encuentro la manera de empezar contigo. Te busco por un camino que.No, no.
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentina.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
La Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in die Welt.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina to the world presents. Argentine Roads.
The Moon Valley in the province of San Juan.
The wind is the main star in center-western Argentina. The tourist circuit, once inhabited by dinosaurs of the Triassic period, was discovered and analyzed by scientists for the tourists to enjoy, appraise, and respect on the basis of the paleontological value. Located 1,200 kilometers from Buenos Aires, or 13-hour drive, or less than 3 hours flight to the capital city of the province of San Juan, we find the provincial park Ischigualasto, worldly known as the Moon Valley. Leaving from the capital city, a rented bus takes tourists along the 273 kilometers to the Moon Valley. Another option may be to rent a car and, aided by a GPS or a map, take the shortest way along Highway 40 to the locality of Huaco, and from there along Highway 150 to the Moon Valley. The whole drive is an adventure and a delight to the eyes due to the unique landscape. This leg of the drive has several tunnels and bridges, and it was inaugurated in October 2014, being one of the most picturesque ways to reach this beautiful place. This strange clay formation with a wide variety of hues, shapes and levels, a multi-layer of minerals and sediments, offers the visitor the possibility of witnessing the evolution of the Earth during the Mesozoic. There are geoforms everywhere. The Earth is dynamic. Therefore, different formations, once characteristic of the park, such as the ones known as Aladdin's Lamp, the Parrot, or the Pregnant Chicken, simply disappeared. Lately, one of the most famous towers in the Moon Valley was swept down by the wind, the Zonda, the same actor that had previously shaped it. There was an urban legend during the 80s that said that symphonic rock group Pink Floyd was going to perform a concert there and play The Dark Side of the Moon, accompanied by majestic lightning and an awesome technological display. The rumor lived for decades till the stars themselves, one by one, denied all possibility when interviewed 10 years ago. All the provincial Ischigualasto Park, in every small rock, there may be the remains of an important fossil. Therefore, as from its nomination as humanity heritage, regulations about tourist visits and tours have tightened. In the same park, at the Painted Valley, is the area where the largest number of fossil remains has been found. Shapes and colors abound. Red means the presence of iron, green of copper, and gray the accumulation of volcanic ash. where the bentonite not only permeates the soul, but imprints in it a special glow during the five-night walk held us from two previous nights of full moon. These walks in the moonlight must be booked in advance and take tours along a different way. For the lovers of trekking, beside, there is a long day walk of medium difficulty on the Morados Hills. Visitors climb 1,800 meters to the cliffs where condors nest. The formation, known as the Mushroom, is practically at the end of the way. There, we can appreciate the contrast between the red of the slopes of up to 200 meters and the gray of the rocks. The province in general has also a tradition in rally cross and cross country. It hosted five editions of the so-called Route 40 Challenge and received the International Racquet Rally in another five occasions. There will be a sixth time this year. Trails and roads in the province are quite appropriate for this kind of contest, the toughest of the planet. Traditional foods in the province of San Juan are a vital part of the regional culture. Therefore, whoever visits the province for the first time remains fascinated with the variety of tastes, dishes, and desserts that identify the natives of the place. Many of the traditional dishes are famous for being homemade, and among them, we can mention the local empanadas, the asado, the fresh meat of hunted animals, the carbonada, or meat stew, and the sopaipillas, which are square pieces of salted dove powered with sugar or honey. The carbonara is a stew made in a deep pan on a wooden fire. The ingredients include lamb or goat meat, pumpkin, corn, sweet potatoes, and dry peaches, among other elements that vary according to the owner's recipe. The empanadas are the vedette of local gastronomy. They are juicy and mixed tastes that become automatically identified with the gastronomic culture of the province, such as olives, pepper, minced egg, and abundant minced meat. The Moon Valley is a privileged destination for the international tourist. And to complete the visit, it is a must to drive along the wine trail. A tour by 15 vineyards that offer a quite interesting variety of wines, from the organic to the delicious sparkling. Tasting them imbued in the ideal climate that favored the existence of true oases devoted, as from colonial times, to the cultivation of the grapes. At present, the province hosts 30 vineyards, internationally recognized for their quality. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Argentine Roads.
Today, the Moon Valley in the province of San Juan.
Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Leonardo Sangheri. The voice, Miriam Turcul.
And with this, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE in English. The host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoy the program. Thank you very much for listening. Join us tomorrow. Ciao.